When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures. They offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Know, dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced at the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the sixth day of March will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 21st day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the second day of June will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the ninth day of June, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 23rd day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the first day of December, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Today, as we gather together, we celebrate the great high feast of Epiphany, the second great feast of Christmas, a feast that embraces the gospel reading we heard today, but also embraces the baptism of the Lord and the wedding feast of Cana, all of which we will hear in this particular liturgical year. In the East, this is the principal feast of Christmas, because to be honest, Christmas Day itself was even though there were angels appearing They appeared to a small group of shepherds. It was a relatively quiet affair involving just a few people. But today, through the gift of the Magi, we celebrate the revelation of God's incarnation to humanity. Today, humanity comes to know of God's great love for his people that chooses to dwell among his holy people to bring them holiness and to bring them ultimately to life with them. And it strikes me that, you know, the reading always strikes me that the reading, the gospel reading we hear today, the story of the Magi that come is a story that perhaps more than any other has had tradition kind of poured on top of it, providing a whole lot of details that the story itself never really gave us. The story doesn't speak of three wise men or kings. It just speaks of three gifts. It speaks of Magi who are probably astronomers. They were religious figures that were coming from the east, most likely then Persia, who came because they saw the rising of a star. We're told of gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but nowhere in our gospel reading do we hear the interpretation of that as designating the experience of kingship, divinity, as well as the passion, suffering, and death of Jesus Christ. And it's good, I think, for us to stop and just consider the gospel itself, just for what it says alone. We're told that a light rises in the east, a star. And that star is recognized by Magi. They see it, and upon the rising of that star, they choose to follow. They choose to leave their homeland and travel a very long way to Judea. And they do that not just because of a political king being born. It's very clear by their attitude once they finally come to Jesus through their adoration, their worship, that they recognize this star as the omen of God coming into the world. They see this divine action as something of supreme importance. And so they come somewhat naively to Jerusalem and start asking about it. And Herod and the people of Jerusalem are fearful. They're filled with anxiety and probably embarrassed that these Gentiles, these foreigners, have come and pointed out to them what their scripture had pointed to them for hundreds of years, a sign that they themselves failed to see, failed to recognize, and failed to respond to. And having heard that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem, the Christ, they go there and they offer gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and after hearing a dream that they should return by another way, they do. Going away changed. We're told that they go away with great gladness and rejoicing at what it is that they witnessed. The Magi traveled over 1,000 miles to come to this moment. And I think the contrast between the people of Jerusalem and the Magi is telling. Jerusalem is only 7 miles north of Bethlehem. And no one that heard from the Magi or had been reading the scriptures that had been handed on to them for hundreds of years, no one seemed to be able to stir together the 2 hours it would have taken to walk from Jerusalem to see the same thing that the Magi were after. The only thing that we hear is this intention of deceit and this intention to kill on the part of Herod. The people seem either too busy with what it is that they're doing to care, or else too full of fear at what may happen and anxiety to respond. And I think that contrast is something that perhaps we ourselves are called to listen to on this holy feast. My brothers and sisters, God speaks his word to us, and a light has risen and shone among us as well. The Lord offers us a sign, an invitation. He acts first. It's he is the one who raises up before the Magi the star, the light from the east, an invitation to something truly incredible, truly world-changing. And it's there, it's that invitation that we ourselves receive. But the Magi also have to make a decision on discerning that to follow. They have to go. They have to leave behind what they've known and travel the journey wherever that leads them, wherever that star guides them, till they encounter the presence of Christ. And in doing that, rejoice and go back home forever changed by a different route. Our Lord raises up a light before us. He invites us as well. And if we truly do believe in faith that our Lord Jesus Christ calls us, that He has issued that same invitation to us, that He has desired to come into the world and calls us to recognize Him, then it seems to me the response that this particular feast invites us into is one of, do we respond to that? Do we see it? Do we take the time to try to recognize the Lord's presence? And do we allow that invitation to lead us on a path, maybe where we do not know where it's going to go, but nevertheless calls us to follow wherever it leads, however it invites us, however it calls us, and encountering that to change us. In the midst of the busyness of this Christmas season that we've had that has just passed us, I think part of that is a realization that as a Christian people, we are called to be a people of discernment, to really try to recognize how the Lord moves and invites us in our midst. And that means being people of prayer, of silence, of taking time to listen, of entering into the quiet, of asking ourselves where it is that God is in our life, of recognizing the places of hope and invitation that tugs at our heart and draws us more deeply. It also means that out of that prayer, we are called to be a people of commitment that follows wherever it is that we discern that God is calling us. Today in this liturgy, and every single day in this liturgy, we encounter very really and truly the presence of Christ, a word of God that is spoken to us, our Lord Jesus broken and poured out for us. Every time that we gather, do we discern that? Do we allow that presence to change us? Do we allow that presence to lead us down paths wherever they may go, trusting that that presence, that light that is risen, that goodness of God that is offered to us in Christ Jesus brings us ultimately to hope, to joy, and salvation. Amen.